Proverbs Every Day, episode 287. Talking Proverbs 12 today, one of my favorites. So let's have some fun with this. But of course, I'm going to pray for you. It's that first morning thing. Got to start with that. Father God, thank you so much for yet another day that you've blessed us with your grace and your wisdom and your strength that you give to us. So Father, this morning we ask that as we read through these sayings, that whatever needs to jump out from the page and into our lives, that you make that obvious to us this morning, that you call that out, that you bring it to our remembrance throughout our day. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Play those tunes. Proverbs 12 in the New Living Translation, which I think for this one is going to be kind of fun. So let's dive right into it, shall we? To learn, you must love discipline. It is stupid to hate correction. The odds of me highlighting almost every single one of these is pretty high. Just saying it in advance. The Lord approves of those who are good, but it condemns those who plan wickedness. Now, wickedness never brings stability, but the godly have deep roots. A worthy wife is a crown for her husband, but a disgraceful woman is like cancer in his bones. The plans of the godly are just. The advice of the wicked is treacherous. I'll highlight that right there. The words of the wicked are like murderous ambush, or like a murderous ambush, but the words of the godly save lives. Wow. You know, just think about that real quick. The words of the godly save lives. That's kind of, isn't that kind of awesome to just think of that our words have the ability to literally save lives? And I think it's true. And I've even had experiences where music and things like that I've done have had those impacts. You know, when I've had the opportunity to sing a song for like a recital at college, for example, and a young woman came up to me afterwards and was saying that, you know, she was contemplating suicide, but she wasn't going to do it now, that she had a revived trust in God because of this. And so that was really awesome for me to be part of that. So I think our words do have the power to save lives if we are living in godly ways. Otherwise, they're like a murderous ambush. No, thank you. Verse 7, the wicked die and disappear, but the family of the godly stands firm. A sensible person wins admiration, but a warped mind is despised. Better to be an ordinary person with a servant than to be self-important but have no food. This is, again, one of those contrasts that we see that it's, when we say better than this, it's not saying that this is the way it should be, that you should be an ordinary person with a servant. That's not what that says. It says that it's better to be ordinary and have that than to, you know, be all self-important and be hungry because you're just, you know, just self-important and you're not worried about anybody else and your wealth is reflecting that. It's that character, that kind of truth in the in-betweens there. The godly care for their animals, but the wicked are always cruel. My cats don't think I'm caring for them because right now I have them on a diet plan. And so they're convinced that I am not caring for them anymore, that I don't care about them anymore because I'm making them, you know, not have the endless buffet of food. So sorry, boys. It's just the way it is. A hard worker has plenty of food, but a person who chases fantasies has no sense. Putting that in green for the Deej. Thieves are jealous of each other's loot, but the godly are well-rooted and bear their own fruit. The wicked are trapped by their own words, but the godly escape such trouble. So, never fails, right? You put something out there on social media and someone takes it wrong or does something with that. In the next few days, I'm going to be giving you some information about a group that's launching here in Nashville, or a chapter that's forming here. It's already an organization that's well established called C-Suite for Christ. And so I'll be sharing some information about that here on YouTube, and I'm sure to get just as much hate as I get everywhere else for doing this. But we have a launch event that's going to be happening in May. And we have Miss Riley Gaines as our speaker, and someone apparently took umbrage with that with me for even sharing that was an event that was happening because they disagree with her or whatever and made it political. When I'm not saying this person is wicked, not saying that at all, but there is a wickedness that comes out with people sometimes when they are making things that should not be political, for example. And so I chose to, instead of addressing that part of it, just said that I'm excited. I basically repeated what I had posted earlier about being excited about this chapter forming because, and I just clarified that it's because there are, you know, is a need with this organization, C-Suite for Christ, that they've recognized. And that is that a lot of executives are in destructive patterns and doing things that are really bad. There's a lot of them that contemplate suicide every day, like literally every day. You know, it's conversations like, I had recently with someone who's managing, you know, $250 million worth of properties and whatnot. And he's doing quite well financially and all that, but he just stopped in the midst of talking and just started just, you know, red in the face and crying because of the issues he's had with his father. And, you know, these are the realities that it's like, if people don't have an outlet for, it's really bad. So my mission with this organization is to be a light to them. And, I know I'm bringing this up in a weird way, but basically that's me saying my mission here is like, no, that's what I'm excited about. You know, you can get on your political tirades or whatever. I don't care about that. What I care about is encouraging people. And so, it's basically, there's a way to approach this of you know, trapping people with their own words, this sort of thing, but the godly are escaping that trouble. So that's an example. Like I said, it's not a very great example, but there are other things that if you take the focus away from the argument, that tends to do a lot more than you would ever think. But let's get off of that before this gets more awkward. Verse 14, wise words bring many benefits. Hard work brings rewards. So wise words bring many benefits, and hard work brings rewards. Okay. Fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to others. And, you know, for those of you that are following along with the study of Acts that I've been doing this month, this is something else that's just very true. When you see that people are willing to act in authority with Christ, but at the same time, they're taking the time to listen as well. And it's very important as a trait for the wise and for those that are leading, for sure. Verse 16, a fool is quick-tempered, but a wise person stays calm when insulted. Mm-hmm. Take the time and order your responses. An honest witness tells the truth. A false witness tells lies. Honest witness tells the truth. Yeah, that's pretty obvious, right? verse 18. Some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing. Let's highlight that. Truthful words stand the test of time, but lies are soon exposed. Deceit fills hearts that are plotting evil. Joy fills hearts that are planning peace. Planning peace. How often do you hear of planning peace? It's usually like a state of mind kind of thing. It's usually a thing. We don't think of planning for peace, but what does that look like? What kind of things do you have to prepare for to be planning for peace? It's an interesting thought for your day. No harm comes to the godly, but the wicked have their fill of trouble. The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in those who tell the truth. The wise don't make a show of knowledge, but fools broadcast their foolishness. I like that, wise don't make a show, period. I'll just highlight that part of it, but it's very true. Indeed. Work hard and become a leader. Be lazy and become a slave. Gosh, it's hard to be in more agreement than that. That's definitely a leadership trait right there. I said this earlier today, actually, that you're only able to lead, you know, as far as, how did I say that? You're only able to lead as far as you'd be willing to go. So work hard. And working smart falls right into this, you know, being effective. You know, it's not just about working hard for the sake of working hard. It's working hard to become more effective. That's kind of what I'm getting at here. So just to be clear on that, I'm not saying go work for things that don't really add value to the world by you doing them. You know, if you're going to just, you're thinking, this desk job isn't really hard work. You know, maybe I should go be a trash man. I mean, if that's your calling, great. But if you're a person that is in a position where you're living in the specific talents that God gave you and that the giftings that he gave you, yeah, gosh, don't just abandon that just because it's not as hard. Quite the opposite. I do want you to be aware that it's not just about working hard for the sake of having worked hard. It's about working hard so that you are having that perspective and that character. Worry weighs a person down. An encouraging word cheers a person up. The godly give good advice to their friends, that is, the god they are cautious in friendship, or the god they are freed from evil. Meaning the Hebrew is a little uncertain there. But the godly give good advice to their friends. The wicked lead them astray. Nice stuff. Lazy people don't even cook the game they catch, but the diligent make use of everything they find. The way of the godly leads to life. The path does not lead to death. So I'm curious, what of these verses stood out to you? What things were really big for you? So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to play, it's kind of weird. So I composed out the lyrics for the song that I've put out there for Proverbs 12, but I've made different versions of it. I made four different styles of it. And so what I wanted to do was play one of those for you right now. And during that time, what I'd love for you to do is just to go back through the verses and make your own highlights and see which ones stood out to you. And then just let me know in the comments which of the verses stood out to you. All right, can you do that? Can I challenge you with that? So enjoy, and I will see you again tomorrow. Be blessed by the best, and then go. Go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Turns wrath aside. dump